So we're now at the Finance Committee report. Again, this is to summarize the written report and to bring any motions forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is LaVarne Williams. I'm the chair of the National Finance Committee and therefore the treasurer of the foundation. I've distributed a copy of the Finance Committee report, and just in summary, the Finance Committee meets regularly, usually the third Thursday of the month, and we have held about five or six meetings in this quarter. And our primary responsibilities this quarter was to monitor the financial activities of the foundation, the last meeting we looked at the May year-to-date financials, and we reviewed the preliminary budget for 2008 for the foundation. The next scheduled meeting of the Finance Committee, everyone is welcome to join, is August the 23rd, and you can get that. You can find the date and how to reach it at kpftx.org. And I would just like to tell you who the members of the Finance Committee, the people who have worked very diligently over the past quarter to monitor the activities of the financial activities, which also includes headcount, I might add, of the foundation. And the members of the committee are Terry Goodman, your local LSB treasurer. He's also the secretary for the NFC. Dave Adelson, who's the director of the foundation. Baruti Bidiako, he's the LSB treasurer from WBAI. Brian Edwards Teekert, the LSB treasurer for KPFA, and I'm also from KPFA. Jane Gatewood, she's the LSB treasurer from WPFW. Lonnie Hicks, who's the chief financial officer of the foundation. Mike Martin, who's a new member, he's the LSB treasurer for KPFT. Sandra Rawline, who's here today, is KPFT director. Bertil Reimers, he's WBAI director. And Thomas Ruffin, who's sitting here, he's the WPF director. And what I've included in the report here is the budget timeline. We're in the process now of the LSBs are looking at their budgets for approval. And I might add, in the last KPFA LSB meeting, we approved our budget for 2008. And I would like to congratulate and thank the LSB from KPFA for the work that they've done to make that happen. And so for your information, again, this is the timeline. We're in a period now of reviewing the preliminary station budgets, also the national office budget, and to look at proposed amendments and to approve these amendments also. And then the next step is really to compile the final budget proposal for the National Finance Committee to be done by the CFO. And then mid-August until the end of August, we'll review the final network budget. And also I might add, when we passed this motion by the PNB, the budget timeline motion, we also added an amendment. And that amendment says that whereas the Pacifica Radio Archives and the Affiliates Program are integral and growing units within the National Office, be it resolved that these units follow the planning guidelines as outlined for the stations, and the directors are accountable for the deliverables. So in essence, what we're saying is that these two units provide a separate plan aside from the National Office for their units. And in the past, they have done that. And in this way, the issues that we have discussed about those areas, they can be addressed directly in their planning unit, in their plan, in their budget for 2008. And for consideration by the PNB, just in summary, this is just for your consideration. The Finance Committee passed a motion concerning our priorities and goals for 2008. And just briefly, we're looking at a finance plan and models for both headcount and also long-term impacts of existing salary models. We're looking at financial reporting and oversight and the policies, and that includes, I might add, we're looking at this time at a finance procedures manual, and the Finance Committee is working with the Audit Committee, and we held a joint meeting on June the 18th where we actually, a day before the holiday, and we looked and we worked together and went through the planning manual looked at the procedures and gave a lot of input from both finance and audit. And I would certainly like to thank the finance members and the audit committee in showing that we can work together as a foundation to produce good results and to try to implement an infrastructure, a process into our foundation, particularly in finance. And so this motion that we pass, we can ask you to approve it, but it's just to show you what the finance committee has done. So if I can get some, well, if you'd like to discuss this, we'll have the chair. He can conduct that. But again, this is what we're doing, and this is what we're trying to implement as process within the foundation, that every committee should have goals and priorities for not just the current year, but over a period of time. And that's what we have here. And a motion for future consideration by the PNB. The financiers also has looked at our ongoing projects. And these projects include some of these things we've actually implemented in finance, which include the CFO to report on the expenditures of the PNB meetings, looking at what we'd like to do is reduce cost by 10%, and the savings that we achieve, that we would like to put that into outreach budgets for the stations. And also we're looking at legal expenses, and what we want has been talked about, the foundation is experiencing various legal costs, and they have, and this is actually put, it's a serious overrun in terms of our expenses, the legal expenses. So what we want to do is just to be able to look at those expenses on a monthly basis so we can see what the trend is and to actually try to move forward on implementing process so that these legal cases will not arise in the future. And we're also looking at New Partners Initiative. This, again, goes along with all of the discussions that we have had in Operations Collective on what we can do as a foundation to move forward and to put forward new initiatives in our in the foundation in order to not only to achieve additional revenue, but also to invigorate and to fulfill our mission as a foundation. And also, I just included some of the motions that were passed during the third quarter of this year. And in addition to that, I just wanted to add that we did pass a motion in our last finance committee where we were trying to address, we looked at the plan, at the budget for 2008, and we all know that there's like rising expenses and revenue, our listener support revenue has leveled out or decreasing. And that we have some serious overruns, concerns, and particularly WBAI in terms of revenue. And when we have shortfalls in revenue and fundraising at any station, that impacts throughout the network, particularly the national office. So what we did is we passed a motion, and I would like to amend my report to include this, to get this motion, and I'll just briefly outline it. And that's, again, that whereas the Pacifica Foundation currently is experiencing declining revenue and increasing expenses, the Finance Committee strongly recommend that fiscal year 2008 budget expenditures do not exceed forecasted expenditures for fiscal year 2007, this year, that there be no incremental staffing cost to be added to the FY08 budget, and that all stations are required to submit in fiscal year 2008 budgets that provide for one-half month operating surplus. Now, our motion or the standard is for 1 month of operating surplus, but we see that stations are not able to achieve that, so what we're recommending is that we have one-half month. So with this motion, it would like to discuss.
Okay, I just want to be clear. Is this a motion to amend something previously adopted? Because we've previously adopted a policy on surplus and reserves.
Yes, we did.
It is. Okay, so was this given previous notice? Did we get prior notice to the board a week in advance?
Dave, you know we did not just show. I'm reading. It's not even in the report. I'm reading from what we had said.
Then so, in that case, to pass it at this moment would take 2/3, but we could notice it now for the teleconference meeting, in which case it would take simple majority.
And when is the teleconference meeting scheduled?
Have we said it?
I was asking.
I'm just
hasn't
back
been
to the
set.
Board. I don't know. Have you guys said it?
So what would you like to do? Okay.
So it has been passed by the finance.
Right.
It's still without previous notice.
Yeah, understood.
Right. So, well, then, well, what we would do is then,
and we can separate that piece of it out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So if we separate the part that says that all stations are required to submit fiscal year 2008 budgets that provide for a 1/2 month operating surplus from the other two, which is that the expenditure we're recommending that expenditures do not exceed forecasted expenditures and that no incremental staffing costs to be added.
Okay, so I'll take this as a divided motion because if it does achieve 2/3 at this time, it can still be passed. So, but we'll do it separately because there's a different standard for passage of the two pieces. So will you repeat the first part of the motion?
Okay, the first part is that whereas the Pacifica Foundation, currently is experiencing decline in revenue and increase in expenses, the Finance Committee strongly recommends that fiscal year 2008 budget expenditures do not exceed forecasted expenditures for fiscal year 2007, and that no incremental staffing costs to be added to fiscal year 2008 budgets.
Okay, the language says the committee strongly recommends, but if we pass this, what the board is doing is mandating that. Is that correct?
I hope not.
You hope not?
Yeah.
So it's a recommendation. So what are you asking the board to do? To make this recommendation or to mandate it? Because the language.
Let me ask the CFO. What do you want us to do?
I think that our financial situation is not good.
No, I don't want to debate on the underlying motion. I'm trying to understand the meaning. The motion, as it's read, says that the committee recommends. Now, is the motion that the PMB is expected to pass that we adopt that? Or that we, in other words, is the board going to mandate that condition or are we going to recommend that condition to the Finance Committee during the course of the budget? That's all I'm trying to clarify. What does the motion intend?
Mandate.
Mandate. Thank you. Okay, it's open for debate.
The maker of the motion.
No, actually, I communicated. The maker of the motion is the CFO.
Okay, can you modify the language to say that you just take strongly recommend out and that the PNB resolves that?
What I would like to do is that the PNB.
Resolves
the...
Great.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's open for debate. And we're probably going to need some time. We have 2 minutes left in this item, so we'll probably need to extend time. But does anybody want to comment?
Move to extend time.
15 minutes? Is that seconded?
Until we have a discussion.
Is it seconded?
Yep.
Is there objection? Okay, it's before us.
Can I motivate it?
Lonnie, go ahead and motivate it, and then we'll take comment. And 2 minutes per speaker, including you.
Well, Mr. Chair, members of the board, I haven't been able to give my report yet. I'm due later on this afternoon. But what it will say is that we are in really bad, potentially bad, financial straits at Pacifica. For those of you that read my report, it's in there. We have stations that are in FY08, having to look at layoffs. They're part of those budgets that have been submitted to you. Two stations have in their budgets layoffs. We have stations that cannot, even with the budget submitted, meet the half-month requirement or the one-month requirement without, in fact, using their savings. We're talking in FY08, even in the FY08 budgets, stations are having to expand $373,000 of their savings. Two stations, those stations that have savings. I cannot underestimate to you that this is we are in a serious situation. What these motions are doing is they're simply saying let's not make the situation worse by increasing our expenses next year. That means that we have to be more creative to try to find ways to be able to do what we need to do without adding expense to the network. It goes for the board as well. We cannot continue to meet, and you'll see in my report, in big hotels. And I'm asking local stations to find cheaper accommodations for the board so that we can save money. We need to save money. It's just that simple. And right now, I know that people feel I oppose their projects. I don't oppose their projects. I think we need to do that stuff. All I'm saying is let's try to get that work done without adding to a budget that's out of control. Now, the last point I'll make is that when we crash, and I am right now saying that we have one station that will crash in December. That is to say, not be able to meet payroll. That is where we're headed. And I don't usually make big, broad statements like that. But I am now. That's my job, to give you warning so that you're not caught entirely by surprise. I'm just saying that we must act now to be prudent. We have expenses, even for FY08, that are not included. We got legal expenses, which our corporate attorney has outlined for us, that are not in that budget. We have potential ADA budget expenses that are not in that budget. We have expenses for projects that have been brought to this board that are not in that preliminary budget. So those alone would add $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 to that FY08 budget. So my strong recommendation is to do the minimum in this case. Hold the line on expenses. Try to make do with what you have. Come up with creative ways of getting some of your projects done. And at the same time, let's not add to staffing, because staffing is permanent. It is a kind of expense that never goes away, and you end up with a layoff scenario. So I strongly urge for you to pass these two minimum mandates so that when we go back to the stations, the general managers will be able to say we must hold the line on expenses.
Bob, as in letterer from New York.
Oh, sorry. Okay. A question and a comment, I guess, to LaVarne or Lonnie. The wording about no new staff positions, or maybe you could read back how it refers to that, because what I want to ask about is that at WBAI, the budget for this current year budgeted to hire a new full-time development director. That job has been advertised but has not been filled yet. So would this motion preclude that position from being continued in next year's budget, because it seems like that's a key to getting BAI out of the difficulties it's in, and it would pay off probably during that fiscal year and earning back more than the person's salary.
Just quickly, what I would suggest is that we table this until Sunday, until we hear Lonnie's complete report, because I think that when Lonnie talks, he will tell you that the station that he thinks might crash is WBAI. So, therefore, I suggest we just table this until Sunday, and we can hear Lonnie's full report, and you'll be more informed about which stations are and how we can perhaps amend this so that we can direct the attention at the stations that need the attention, and the other stations we can try to put in a bar or the national office in terms of controlling expenses.
So there's a motion to table until, I'll say, the action item section on Sunday, which is the first item after we get out of executive session. Is there a second to the motion to table?
Is there not more appropriately a motion to postpone today?
Pardon me?
Point of information. Isn't there more appropriately a motion to postpone to that particular incident? Because a motion to table, if I'm not mistaken, once adopted, still calls for a motion to take it off the table, even if we set it to a certain date. So it seems to me that the more appropriate motion is a motion to postpone to Sunday.
You know, we're now over my parliamentary head. I can look it up. My understanding was that when it's tabled to a given time, it's taken
exactly
off the table at that time.
Exactly. That's the rules we go under at KPFA LSB. So.
I mean, I think Thomas's point is that he may want a debate on that, and the motion to postpone is debatable.
It seemed to me that was the intent behind tabling, but if the if the idea is to just set it to a certain date, then I wouldn't want us to set it to a certain date and then we are actually required to take it off the table. Because that's what I understand the motion to table. Even when you table to a certain date or a certain incident, you still have to, at that time or that instant, have a discussion about whether you take it off the table. That's what I understood. I thought that was right.
You're right. The motion to lay on the table enables the body to set aside the pending question temporarily when something else is of immediate urgency. There is no set time for taking the matter up again. So I think this should be a motion to postpone till tomorrow. And we can, okay, so it's a motion to postpone to a definite time, which means we can hear two pro and two con. I'm assuming it's been seconded.
Yeah.
Okay, who would like to speak? Is there any objection to postponing to tomorrow?
No. Thank you.
Point of information, I just wanted to make sure that would still serve and that the CFO sees that as a workable process then.
Well, I'm not inclined to postpone it, but I think that if people need time to absorb some of the content of what we're talking about and give my report, yes.
Okay. So without objection, it's postponed till tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thank you.